This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
I'll share with you a beautiful idea regarding Simchas Torah and the completion of Torah. When we complete the Torah, we say the final pasuk, Le'enei Kol Yisrael. And therefore, we remember that the Torah begins with the words, Bereishis Bara Elokim Es HaShamayim Ves HaAretz, and finishes with these words, Le'enei Kol Yisrael. The strange thing is that the Torah begins with a base, Bereishis, and ends with a lamed, Le'enei Kol Yisrael. Now this is very strange, because the combination of base followed by a lamed generally is a very negative connotation. Think of all the words that you know with the base and a lamed, they're often negative words. Hevel, like vanity, nothingness, novel, an abomination, even the names, Bolok and Bilom. Bilbul means confusion. It seems strange that the Torah Shebichsav begins and ends with a base and a lamed, which is a negative combination. It gets worse, because when it comes to Torah Shebalpeh, the first letter of Mishnayos is Mem, Me'emas HaKoren Es Shema. That's how Maseches Brochos begins, and it finishes right at the end of Seder Taharas with Al Tikri Halichos Ela Halochos. Halochos, it finishes with a Sof, which spells Mem, and Sof spells Mace. How can that be? I once heard a beautiful insight from Rabbi Joseph Perlman. He says the following idea. We never finish Torah. What happens on Simchas Torah? As soon as we finish Vezos HaBrocha, and the Chosn Torah says his Brocha, we do Hagban Galila, immediately we call up the Chosn Bereishis, and we start all over again. Well, that's exactly the point. Therefore, when we finish Le'enei Kol Yisrael, the first thing we do is read Bereishis. So the order is not Beis Lamed, but it's actually Lamed Beis. It spells Lev, a heart. And so too with Torah Shebal Peh. What happens as soon as we finish a Masechta? We make a Siyum, you start the next Masechta. So it doesn't spell Mace, but it spells Tom, which is perfection. Interestingly, the Gematria, a person is Zocha to make a Siyum of Shas. Shas, of course, stands for Shisho Sidre Mishnah, but Shas, Shin Samach, is Gematria 360, which is Gematria, which of course is a circle. That's what Torah is. Torah isn't on the linear line, I've started here and I've finished and that's it, finished, end of. No, Torah is a circle. That means you never really complete it. It's just another and hopefully a deeper and more meaningful cycle of Torah. That's really what we're celebrating. Lev, our emotional connection to Torah and an appreciation that the Torah is Tom, is perfection.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.